This is WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Thursday morning, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration cannot immediately end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, more commonly known as DACA. The program protects 700,000 young immigrants who were brought to the United States as children from deportation. Camila Flores, a Southside Milwaukee resident and DACA recipient, says she celebrates the decision.
The morning of the DACA decision, like I said, I wasn't expecting the decision to happen today. We've been waiting since 2019. So everybody was just really excited and just really happy, right? Like, I get to stay another 2 years.
Dreamers, as DACA recipients are known, have the right to legally work in the United States, which raises the stakes for many who are documented.
To a lot of people, this is everything. To a lot of my friends who are nurses, who are on the front lines, like, this is everything. To a lot of my educator friends who didn't know if they were going to go back to work this next school year, like, that is a huge victory for them, and it shouldn't get truncated because it is a victory.
However, many Dreamers, including Camila, say the Supreme Court decision is a Band-Aid to a much deeper uncertainty.
It feels like we're celebrating crumbs when we, like, deserve the entire cookie. And it definitely feels like there's, like, a big cookie monster in the White House right now that just wants to eat them all and, like, not share.
As immigration attorney Laura Fernandez states, the decision does not cement DACA or protect it from legal challenges in the future.
It's not setting a precedent that the DACA program is legal. They're not saying that. They're not really reaching that in this. They're just saying that the Trump administration cannot end it the way it was ended.
Fernandez states that the Trump administration can still try to rescind DACA. In response to Thursday's court decision, President Trump said in a tweet, "As president of the United States, I am asking for a legal solution on DACA, not a political one, consistent with the rule of law. The Supreme Court is not willing to give us one, so now we have to start this process all over again." Whether the administration will attempt to rescind DACA during a period of civil unrest and a pandemic is unknown. Immigration attorney Laura Fernandez again.
I can't speculate about what the Trump administration will do. I think that obviously they're going to be very unhappy with this decision. It's a big blow. What they do with it is just, I don't know.
If the administration were to enter into litigation, the process would likely take many months, putting the administration's efforts in limbo until after the November election. As for Camila Flores and other documented residents, the ruling is not the end and symbolizes a moment where they hope to galvanize support.
I just hope people keep fighting. I hope people know that liberation means liberation for all, regardless of legal status. And then the right to exist in this country as just people.
Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.